Okay, good morning, everyone. We resume our learning of Sha'arim B'Tfilah, 10 minutes every Wednesday morning following the 7:45 minyan. Rain, sleet, snow, hurricane, we'll always be here. We are on page Kuf Ayin Dalad, 174, Sha'arim B'Tfilah, the Pirkei Siyum. We have been working our way towards the close of this magnificent Sefer of Rav Pinkas Zatzal. And where we last left off, the beginning of the summer, Rav Pinkas was telling us regarding the significance, the importance of concentration and davening, that we make a terrible mistake of thinking, when can we achieve the highest level of concentration? When can our prayer really be transformative? When we're in our routine. When I'm in my seat at the shul, at my table, with my sitter, with my chazan, when everything is easy, that's when. But when I'm yotzei l'derech, I'm at the airport, I'm on the road, I'm at work, I'm out of my element, I'm filled with distractions, I concede that davening, I mail that one in till I can get back to my routine. And he says it's exactly the opposite. It's when we're out of our routine that we prove our merit. That's when our davening takes on the most meaning. And I think this is very relevant to us here in South Florida as we are facing Irma, Harvey and Irma. What an evil couple. As we're facing Irma making her way towards us, people are making all kinds of preparations. I went last night midnight to try to get gas. I don't even know why, but it's one of the things you're supposed to do, get gas. My commute to work, I'm okay without the gas, but the line was down Palmetto Park Road with police, everything. So I got a bag of potato chips and an iced tea and I went home. But the point is, all the preparations, you're getting flashlights and batteries and getting water and bringing in the outdoor furniture and putting up the shutters. What about the most important preparation? Not at the expense of the others. I'm not suggesting we neglect the others. We have to do all of our preparations. You got to take the storm incredibly seriously. But among the checklist, it's not on the Hurricane Center, National Weather Center's website. But on our checklist, at the top should be turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How many of these have we been through already? Where Hashem huffs and he puffs and he blows the thing out to sea last minute. And all the people drive in every which direction. Sometimes the hurricane moves and hits them where they now went. Remember last year this time, all the chevra who went to Tampa, and the hurricane went to Tampa. We hope it goes out to sea, it doesn't hit anybody. But the point is, what should be the most core preparation we should make after having Hercules roofing on our speed dial is turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You got to ask Hashem to intervene. So Rav Pinkas writes the following. B'chol ha'aro she'evenu kan lo ha'isa kav anasinu la'ores ha'kori la'amor l'sakish b'nisyona sh'rigoyim kashim she'be'emes b'har b'mikrim also l'snaheg b'chasidus. Says Rav Pinkas, I am not advocating that when you're in a difficult situation, when you're in a bind, I'm not advocating that you abstain from the hishtadlus, that you neglect the initiative you should show, and open a tehillim. If you recall, a few months ago, he told the story of the person who was in the middle of davening at the airport when they had last call to get on the plane, and he decided he's in the middle of the Amidah, he's not interrupting for anything. And Shem intervened, the flight was delayed, he made it onto the plane. Right? A more impressive story would have been, and the plane left without him, and he didn't regret it because he was in the middle of talking to Hashem. That would have been a more impressive story. The point is, says Rav Pinkas, I'm not advocating you miss your flight. I'm not advocating you don't put up your shutters because all you did was say Tehillim. Sometimes, often, you have to do what you have to do. El tzarech lemaher, ulitim afle ispala betfila kitzara kol lefia inyan. Sometimes you have to daven in a rushed fashion. Sometimes you have to abbreviate your davening. Sometimes you have to skip and omit if the circumstance is so pressing. Aval heveinu kedugma avodasam shabalei nefesh. But says Rav Pinkas, those who are striving, those who aspire to really connect to the Almighty, to feel His presence in their life, lumo mehem kal v'chomer la'atzmeinu. So many insignificant, petty distractions. So many little things that are inconsequential, not a hurricane, that distract us. And they cause us to concede and to forfeit and to neglect the greatest tool, the best instrument, the biggest vehicle that we have to achieve our goals. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. Even we can't predict the weather. Strikes me every time, you know, the Gemara tells us that the three keys that Hashem held on to, He did not give humanity. It says, V'kivshua, Puruvum Eluas Arts V'kivshua, Hashem gave humanity. Here are the keys, conquer the world. Study science, study the world, go conquer it. Three keys He held on to. Fertility, weather, and the resurrection of the dead. Really all three are one, which is Hashem controls life. Hashem provides life. But it's an amazing thing. We have a GPS on our car that can predict where the police are, where the traffic is. We have technology, you can FaceTime with people around the world, and we can't figure out where this thing is going, let alone make it dissolve or dissipate or redirect it. We can't even predict with any level of accuracy where it's going. It's a fulfillment of what Chazal knew, that Hashem holds the keys to the weather. So, of all of our preparations, which are critical, and we have to do them, but most fundamental is to talk to the person who still has the keys. You're going to try to break in? When the person who has the keys next to you, all you have to do is ask? He has the key to redirect. So because of all kinds of distractions, because of all kinds of fears and anxieties, because of all kinds of panic, we neglect the address who has the most control over the outcome that we want. Person who has a routine, it's very hard to change the routine. So whenever you're out of your routine, that's going to cause you to compromise. Ashrei, praiseworthy, fortunate, blessed is the person who triumphs, who's successful. It is nothing less than a war. When you have a lot on your mind, when you are distracted, when you're filled with doubt, uncertainty, fear, and worry, the ability to nevertheless focus in and turn and direct and channel all of that emotion to the Ribono Shel Olam and to plea with Him, to beg Him to please intervene and intercede, that's a milchama, that's a war, it's a battle. That's what we just read last week, Kiseitzele Milchama Al Oivecha, which our rabbis tell us is an allusion not to our serving in an army and going to a literal war, but it's an allusion to the war with ourselves, to the milchama with the Yetzahara, to the war with distraction, to the war with the little voice inside our head that says, don't trust in Hashem, panic. To the little voice in our head that says, yeah, you know, you have a legitimate excuse not to concentrate right now. There's a lot on your mind. Check your phone every 3 minutes, as if the update, the thing is moving 13 miles an hour, but you think if you check your phone every minute, you're going to have some update about where it's going. Put your phone away. And talk to the Ribono Shel Olam. He is the National Weather Center. He has the keys to control the winter. And that's Mishenitzeach Mechamazu. V'yamor akach she'osek ba'avodaso uv'shah she'mavorech she'bergarim elu yiyu kol ha'olam batal mibuchinoso uke'ilu meis misas neshika v'ola l'shamayim uv'zeh yizkel siyata d'shmaya gedolam ma'od. The person who has the ability to transcend where they are, to transcend what's happening around them, to interrupt the flow of their life and say, I'm walking into Shacharis for the next half hour, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, depending which minyan you go to, but for the next period of time, I am transcending what's going on around me. What hurricane? Who's Irma? I don't know what you're talking about. For the next half hour, I have ascended on high. I'm next to the Kisei HaKavod. I am basking in the glory of the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm pouring out my heart with gratitude. I'm pleading with Him for everything that I need. I'm protesting all the things that I wish the Ribono Shel Olam would do differently. I'm not down here on earth. That's why we take 3 steps forward. Wherever we were a moment ago, we have the ability to transplant ourselves someplace anew. Wherever we find ourselves davening, on the side of the road, in the baseball stadium, at work, or in shul, in our living room, wherever we have to chop that mincha, by taking the 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, I've left where I just was. I left the world of Harvey and Irma, and I took 3 steps forward. I'm now ascended on high. I have access to the source who controls it all. And when I am able to bring that level of concentration, that mindset, we merit siyata d'shmaya gedolam ma'od. Yesh b'zeh kavod shamayim gadol udvekos bo yisbarach v'yavas Hashem. Ve'in sofek shemikoch zu yosef l'akadosh baruch hu ava alavoso v'yizke l'gadlus amitas b'torah v'avodah v'kol asher yaseh yatzliach. You know, if we could, in retrospect, each time know that it would miss us, we'd say, what a geshmaka thing that we had the scare. Every year in Elul, we have a scare. So your davening is not really going, your elul is not really flowing, you wish it was more intense, you wish you really felt it. Comes the cone of uncertainty. And is anyone really living outside the cone of uncertainty? Can anyone claim wherever you're living in the world, you're outside the cone of uncertainty? When we see the things that happen in life that are so unpredictable, we're all in a cone of uncertainty at all times. And it pushes us. Embrace this. Don't welcome it. We Irma's not welcome here. Sending her elsewhere. She's not welcome. No hachnasas orchem for Irma. Don't welcome Irma, but welcome the incentive to have a more meaningful davening, Don't use it as an excuse to check out, to be distracted, to check your phone every 3 seconds. Exactly the opposite. Welcome this opportunity to have a more intense davening than ever. And with it, we should have siyata d'shmaya, and we should be zoche to godless amitas b'torah v'avoda v'chol asher yatzliach. We should be guarded, safe, and secure, us and all those around us. Have a phenomenal day.